Hey babe, are we gonna finish that season of TNG tonight or? Oh shit, I forgot! It's 13 now with that brunette that wants to play with us, isn't it? You've been texting her all week, like barely watching the best episode season 2 has to offer, which is most of them, by the way. Yeah, it was my idea. I told you what to say to her half the time anyway. We make a good team, but you're the social butterfly. Better in public. What was her name again? Oh, yeah, that's right. Look at you, all dressed up, fresh haircut, shaved, and ready to rock her world. You're even wearing that watch I recommended. Good man. It goes well with this outfit. Oh, and damn, you smell good. Oh, don't you thanks, mom, me. Take a compliment, Dick. Good boy. Now, drop your pants. We've talked about this. As the saying goes, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Sure, you've made your first social impression, and I'm sure she's already smitten with you if you've gotten this far. I know you've exchanged some naughty photos of both of us by this point. You're on date three, you know, but now is the time to get more intimate. And that's an entirely different first impression. Don't look at me like that. I know. You love these pre-date blowjobs. You love how I worship your big fat cock and share it with other girls. Now, please, drop trow before I rip them off and ruin your little outfit. Thank you. I'll get on my knees for a proper inspection. Oh, beautiful. Neatly trimmed pubes. A smooth cock and balls. Freshly waxed. If you thanks mommy one more time, I'm gonna bite you, and you'll have some explaining to do to your new girl. I know you're always trimmed like this, but I had to make sure that you were looking your best. That's right. Get that blood flowing through this gorgeous stick. Get it nice and hard for me. Make sure that you perform at your best by swallowing your first load of the night. I can't have you coming early with this new girl. Under any circumstances. You never know. She might rock your world instead. You gotta be prepared. So what's your read on her? Is she dommy, subby, or switchy like me? What does she do? I can't wait. I love it when you bring the feisty, bossy ones home. Don't laugh. I like being completely subby every once in a while. Especially when she wants to take charge and sit on my face. It's good to mix it up, you know. And I know you love bringing them home to shut me up. even if it's just for a little while. Of course you have your own ways of shutting me up. If only for a bit. No more hands, you hear me? Good boy. Where are you going tonight? We've already done the standard coffee shop. And dinner and a movie. So what's next? Oh, that expensive Italian joint? Oh, I'm jealous. You're definitely taking me there next week. After dinner, are you planning to go to her place or fuck her in the car? Yeah, her place is probably best. So are you feeling particularly subby tonight? Her wishes, your command sort of thing? If she feels dommy, let her lead. Play it by ear, you know? Oh, just listen and react. You've always been good at that with me. When are you supposed to pick her up? Oh, shit. I don't want to make you late. I'm going to focus on making you come. That's right. Give me all of this perfect cock. Oh, come on, buck your hips and fuck my throat. Mm-hmm. just like that. Oh, choke me with this fat cock. Those balls right into my stomach. Give me every last drop. Look at that face. You love these pre-date blowjobs more than you'll ever admit, don't you? Now you can focus on blowing her mind without blowing your load early. What time is it? Still a few minutes to spare. You have everything? Wallet, phone, keys, condoms. Go get 'em, Tiger.